Well, without further ado, I'm going to make it easy on her because this week, you know how I lost all my stuff on the computer last year, the end of last year? Well, I had a phone call yesterday from a very, not worried, very calm, actually. She was very calm. She just lost all her message for this morning and the computer's, she can't get anything back on the computer. But I said, did you back it up? So I learnt my lesson. But she's come through this morning, and I just know it's going to be a really, really good message. So why don't you give her a warm welcome, Kyla.
Well, Happy New Year to everyone. It's so good to see how many have turned up for the first service of the year. It's such a privilege to be able to start the year in God's house and, to celebrate the new year together. So hope you guys have a wonderful new year. And, I'm really excited about today. It was funny, actually. Usually, if I had lost everything, I just finished my message yesterday. I was about to start my PowerPoint. We had guests coming over in a couple of hours, and I hadn't done anything towards that. And then all of a sudden, this automated voice started speaking, warning, warning, your documents, files, and photos have all been encrypted. Warning, warning. And that was the end of my computer as a virus attacked everything. And so I had to literally start all over again. There's my child in the front row, which I've asked Dad to not leave them in the front row. So we're happy to go to the Pram City area. That would be wonderful. But anyway, so 2 hours to go. I have to come up with another message. Well, not another message. Rewrite the message. Get ready for guests coming and look after kids, etc. But I just had this real peace and actually this real excitement. And I remembered a message a couple of years ago that I listened to, and the message was called Pick Up the Pen and Start Again. And I literally had to pick up the pen and start again. And as we began to think about that, I actually feel like it's a word for some of you here today, that whatever last year was, whether, you know, there were times of disappointment or whatever it was, that it's time this year to pick up the pen and start again. And God was not only going to give back, He was going to give back even more and restore even more. And I feel like this time around, this message has even got more in it than last time. So God always restores that which seems lost. And even another funny story, it wasn't really funny at the time, but my son, Levi, who's 20 months now, has never slept with a dummy. He's hated dummies, even though I've tried. And the only thing that he's slept with is his Eeyore, which is his little snuggle teddy. And he cannot sleep without it. He goes on car trips with it, but I never let it out of the car or the bed because I learnt my lesson with Isaac. You don't take teddies through shops, etc., otherwise you lose them. Anyway, he had a sleepover at Dave's sister's place, his auntie, with his brother. It's the first sleepover he's had. I was a bit concerned, but I was like, no, it'll be all right. Anyway, she dragged them around the city of Fremantle, all over the place, and I get this text probably an hour or two before they're due home, we lost Eeyore. And I was like, what? I rang her. I was like, what do you mean you lost Eeyore? And she's like, well, I don't know, he threw it somewhere and we can't find it. I said, but we can't have him back, he's not going to sleep. And he was crying in the back. I'm like, you have to find Eeyore. I said, get on the phone and start ringing and find Eeyore. And anyway, I got on my phone and I was praying. I was like, because I tried a year ago to replace Eeyore as a backup, but they don't sell them anymore. So I'm looking even overseas if I can find Eeyore. And then all of a sudden, there was this baby shop in Cannington that seemed to stock the same Eeyore. So I rang them up and I said, do you have Eeyore? I'm desperate. And they said, we've got one left. And anyway, Isaac, can you pass me Eeyore? I should have put a picture of, because I wasn't actually planning to do this. But he was reunited with his Eeyore, and you should have seen the smile of what was lost has been found. What was seemingly dead has been brought back to life. And you know what? I feel like that's what this year is going to be like. What was lost has been found. What has seemingly been dead is going to be brought back to life. And we don't need to fear. So that's kind of a side, but part of everything. But what I want to share on today is new shoes for a new year. Who loves shopping for new shoes? I know Kay does, and Mark's like, no message on new shoes because I don't want her buying any more new shoes. But the picture I had when I was praying about this year was that God was giving out new shoes to people, new shoes for a new year. And it's funny because I was Dave's secret Santa for Christmas for part of my family, and the things that he wanted was new shoes. We'd done a big clean-up, a big decluttering of our wardrobe, and we realised that he hardly had any shoes that actually worked anymore. They were all broken or lost, or one pair was missing. And so for Christmas, that's what he got. But I want to speak on today, new shoes for a new year, but really an invitation that God is extending to us today to walk with him afresh for 2017. So anyway, the vision that I had was God was handing out these new shoes, and some of them seemed too big, and you're like, these are way too big for me. But they were intentional by the Father because they were intended for you to grow into. There were some that they just seemed a bit uncomfortable. They weren't what you were used to. And you're like, this is not what I usually wear. But God was wanting to stretch you and change you. And it wasn't meant to be the same as last year. Some of them were going to lead down new paths and along new territories. And that were foreign to you. But to know that God was leading you, and like we sang in that song, he's behind us and before us, and he would equip you for whatever you face this year. But the other thing is, some of you were going, comparing and going, but I want her shoes. Well, I want his shoes. And you were coveting in other people's shoes, but you weren't, because what God had for you was his best. And you weren't to compare or covet. But as we start a new year, I believe God is inviting us afresh to walk with him. For those that know me, you know I love my walks. I love going exploring, but I love going on walks. And I particularly love walking with people. And recently I have my pair of walking shoes. I was camping out at Lake Leijonhufvud, and it was freezing cold, and we had, like, you know, one of those metal bin fires. So I thought I'd warm my feet on them. So I rested my feet up on them, and then I was like, gee, that feels really hot. And I looked down, and my whole sole had melted away, and that was the end of my shoes. So I had to go and buy a pair of new shoes, and I went to Harbour Town looking for a bargain, and I happened to find these hot pink Adidas sneakers that feel so comfortable to walk in. And so whenever I go for my walks, I feel so happy with my bright pink shoes. And, God wants to give new shoes today. Be expectant, and inviting us to walk in, keeping like step with his spirit. See, if those that know me know that I have a certain pace, and I can't stand people that I walk with that don't keep up with my pace. I had this one friend, and her walks was more like a dawdle as we went for a walk around the block, and it used to irritate me, and so I'd just go for the slowest walk I could. And because she was shorter, she's trying to struggle to catch up. And we realised that we just weren't good walking partners. We didn't have the right pace. And as we walk with the Father talks about in Galatians, like keeping step with my spirit. And it's important that as we walk with the Father this year, that we keep in pace, that we don't run ahead, that we don't lag behind, but we learn to keep in step with the Spirit this year. So I want to talk about actually a verse in Proverbs and base the message around that today as the Father's invitation to walk with him afresh this year. And the verse that grabbed me as I was doing some Bible study for the year, for this year, was Proverbs 31, verse 25. And it says, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs because she has no fear of the future." Now, most women would know that verse very well, particularly if you're a wife. You probably have heard about the noble wife, the wife that seems to have it all together and do it all. And while it can be inspiration, it's often intimidating for women to have to live up to this standard. But as I was studying it, I kind of felt like it wasn't just for women. It was also inclusive to the whole church. And so I started doing some research about it. And I came across numerous commentaries that talked about how while it had one application as to woman, it actually had a wider application that often we miss. And it was as the bride of Christ, God is referring to young and old, man and woman, single and married, and we can actually apply it as God's bride as we learn to walk in wisdom. So I want to pull apart this passage and look at it today about the things that God is inviting us to walk in as we face a new year. So the first thing is he invites us to walk in strength. While praying about this year, I recently had this picture of almost like a running race and the finish line for 2016, although that's not the end, but the end of a year. And I saw people running, but almost like nearly not making it, nearly like flopping across the finish line, although I was so weary by the year that they just, you know, when a runner runs so hard and then they just collapse at the end. And that was kind of the picture I had, that what this, the year before, well, it's been good for some it's been hard. It's been tiring. There's been so many tests that you've had to face and you've ended weary. But then I saw this wind blow and it was almost like this second wind came upon his people and they got up with greater strength than before and continued running into the new year. And the sense that I have is that God's going to renew people's strength afresh. That as we wait upon the Lord, as we hope in the Lord, we will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not faint. And I feel like God is bringing new strength for the bride of Christ this year to go into a new level of knowing his power and might. And so there was this verse that grabbed my attention as well. There's so many verses that have just I've never seen before that have really spoken to me. And I noticed this verse about God giving us shoes of iron and bronze and anointing our feet with oil. And I just want to look at it briefly this morning. It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 24 to 25. And it's a prophecy to Asher. And it says, Asher is the most blessed of sons. Let him be favored by his brothers and let him dip his foot in oil. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. And I really feel like that's a word for us today, that God wants to dip our feet in oil afresh, and he's going to give us shoes of iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. In other words, what this was referring to was the oil was actually speaking of blessing and favor, that God was anointing Asher and his people with favor and blessing, and also giving them shoes of bronze, not that would weigh them down, but would actually protect their feet from their enemies, because they were called into new land, but the journey from there to there was actually going to be at times rough and there were enemies to conquer. So God was giving them new shoes or shoes of bronze to protect them, but also strength for the journey. And new strength for new paths. And I feel like the Lord is extending new strength today for new paths, new season, and protecting our feet, that we would trample on the cobra and the serpent and the lion, that verse that talks about. So let's believe for new strength this year as we wait upon the Lord. The second thing of Proverbs, it says that she is clothed in strength and dignity. And the NIV translate this as honor, which really means we walk in righteousness. Now we know that we... in Christ, our filthy rags have been taken away and we get a white, clean, new linen cloth that is pure in Christ. And it speaks of Christ's righteousness on us. And that's what we're called to walk in. We're called to walk worthy of our calling. And it's funny that Kerry was talking just before about decluttering. Because recently Dave and I did a massive cleanup of our house, especially our room. We had collected so much rubbish over the years, particularly in our shoe category. There were just so many shoes. We had about 50 shoes, five of which probably belonged to Dave and the rest were for me. But they were just we just didn't wear them anymore because they'd been broken or lost the other partner. But just there was so much stuff. And we had to clean up to make room for the new. And it's funny that you said that because that's what I felt God was saying to people today. It's time to declutter. Sometimes in life we can wear like a backpack and we can fill it up with so much stuff. Like if you study or if you go to school, you come home at the end of a year with so much stuff. But I felt the Lord be very intentional about saying it's time to empty out your backpack so that you can travel light into the new year. That you wouldn't take the things from last year that are weighing you down, the junk from last year into this year. And Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 2 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." Do you know you get charged for extra baggage when you're traveling? You know there's a cost when you take extra baggage with you. And we're going away tomorrow. We're going down to Augusta. But it's so funny. Whenever we go away, like we have a suitcase each generally. And I can never shut Dave's suitcase. I'm like, what have you got in there? I remember last year we went down to, I can't remember where we went now. We went down somewhere and I couldn't shut his suitcase. So I'm like, right, I'm going to inspect what's in this suitcase. And as I opened it up, he had like three massive jumpers just in case he needed them and all this stuff. And they took up so much room. I'm like, no, right, one jumper. Which jumper to sleep in? You don't need three jumpers to sleep in. And we had to declutter so that we could shut the case and actually carry the case, that it wasn't going to be too heavy. What is it that you need to let go of as we enter 2017? Are there people you need to forgive? Are there disappointments you need to hand over to the Father? Are there habits or sins that you need to change and repent of? Or priorities, your life is just too full. Priorities you need to readjust. Really encourage you to take some time today, the first day of the year, to take some time. Lord, what is it that I need to let go of? Do you know, it's funny. A few years ago, I started off the new year and I just felt this real like weight. Like literally, I felt almost like this rock in my heart. And I was praying about it. I was like, God, what is it that's in my heart? And I felt him clearly speak to me. He said, "You're carrying a root of bitterness." And he'd showed me an area where I'd been hurt that I tried to let go of, but I never had. And it turned into this root of bitterness. And I remember just praying. I was like, "Lord, well, I've tried. I actually can't do it. If you want me to let go of it, you're going to have to take it from me. So here it is." And I've never experienced this before, but literally in that instant, I felt this thing literally leave my heart, and my heart just felt free again. And I had to learn to guard my heart from that because it could have come back. But God wants to set us free. He wants us to walk in freedom. He doesn't want us to walk into the new year bagged, weighed down with all this stuff. And we don't have to let go of it in our own strength. It says as we keep our eyes on Jesus, get rid of the stuff, let us run with perseverance, fixing our eyes on him as we give it over to him. He takes that stuff, and sometimes it's a continual process, but don't carry junk around. We've got to walk in dignity. The third thing that God is inviting us to walk in this year is joy. It says, "She is clothed in strength and dignity, and she laughs." Now, this part of the verse really caught my attention, and I felt God was saying that as we look out over a new year, we're not to look over it with fear or dread, but we're to look over it with joy and begin to laugh. See, laughter cancels out fear. Laughter renews our strength. And God wants to bring new oil of joy into people's hearts. That it's not not something you kind of conjure up yourself. Well, sometimes we have to step out in faith and just laugh. But God wants to fill your mouth with laughter. And it's funny because as I was meditating on this verse, I happened to look up and there was this canvas in my room. And the words of it said was, God will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. And this was a present that a friend of mine had given me a few years ago, before we had Levi. And we were desperately wanting another child, but doctors have said it's not going to happen. And we had been promised through a prophetic word two more children after our first. But there was no way it was going to happen. And she gave me this canvas as a prophetic declaration that God would yet fill my mouth with laughter and my lips with shouts of joy. And you know, it's incredible. Like, I had kind of forgotten that. And as I was typing out this message, God reminded me. One of those promises was 20 months old. And we were now expecting our third one, our final promise, even though, again, for different reasons, doctors had said it's not going to happen. And if it does, you'll probably lose it. And you don't like to hear those words, but the funny thing was that when he spoke that over my life last year, unbeknown to us, I was already 4 weeks pregnant. And so finding out that news and then being told, well, if you do fall pregnant, you'll probably lose it, there was a bit of fear. But my son, who's six, my eldest son, who's six, the next day, who didn't know anything, had a word of knowledge for me. And he said, Mum, when are you going to have another baby? And I said, I don't know. He said, you're going to have one next year, as in this year, and you're going to have a big tummy by Christmas. And that was my word to stand on. That was like my joy, my laughter at the enemy. Whenever he brought doubt again, I'd laugh at him and say, no, God said. And God wants to give you laughter, joy. And it's going to be laughter at the enemy. Like, he can't touch you. He can't touch you. And he restores. See, this was a restorative promise to Job, who had lost everything. And just like Eeyore had been lost, God, I believe, caused me to find this, because I searched everywhere like a year ago and there was none left. But God is able to do that. He's able to restore that which seems dead and give us joy. We don't have to look out of this year with fear, but with joy. And so laugh. Laugh your way into this year. And it's funny because our last day for as a church staff at 2017, it's been a tough year. And I had a really tough day that day. It was a tough day. And we all sat around lunch, and I don't know what started it, but we all just got the giggles. And I've never seen Kay laugh so much. I'm not sure what was in her chicken that day. But she laughed and laughed and laughed. Hold on, I've got to just take a drink. And that night I went home, and I was having just a look on the internet, and this prophetic word popped up that I sometimes look at this particular lady, and she said there's been an unusual heaviness for some people in this season, but God is releasing the oil of his joy and releasing laughter, and that's going to bring breakthrough into the next year as we laugh our way. And it was just so funny the timing, and also this verse. God wants us to laugh. New joy. So when you get home, start laughing and see what God will do. It's so much better than freaking out. And so when I lost my sermon, I just had to laugh. It actually was funny. Like, yeah, no, I didn't back up anything. In fact, I haven't backed up anything for months, even though I should have learned from the prior example that you back up your work. But you know what? When we laugh, the enemy can't touch us. Can't let fear grab our hearts. Because we're living in faith. And that's the next point I want to speak in. God's inviting us to walk in faith and expectancy for this year. The reason why this wise woman, or the wise bride of Christ, laughs is because she has no fear of the future. The opposite of fear is faith. And we all know that God calls us to walk by faith and not by sight. And as we look out over this year, I want to encourage you not to be like the 10 spies that looked out and all they saw was giants, and therefore they trembled with fear and intimidation, or they lowered their expectations of what God had promised them. See, God doesn't want us to lower our expectations of what he has said to guard our hearts from disappointment because things might not work out. We're to look out like Joshua and Caleb did and see with God's eyes, hear with his ears, and speak out what he sees. So we're not speaking out any old thing. We're actually speaking out the heart of the Father, that what the Father has already spoken over us and over this year, we're actually aligning ourselves with that and speaking that out in faith rather than speaking out in fear. And we need to know that God's a good Father and he gives good gifts. And just like you guys at Christmas love to give good gifts and even surprising gifts to people, some of them may be good surprises or maybe not good surprises. God doesn't give bad surprises, but he loves to surprise his kids. And I really feel like God, you're going to be, some of you are going to be really surprised by the gifts that God gives you this year. That they're beyond your wildest dreams and hopes and desires. That things that you had almost seemingly given up on or prayers that you've kind of just thrown aside because it just seems dead, I believe that God is going to resurrect some of those things for you this year. And we're to prophesy life. And I'm not saying everything, because some things, you know, we let go of and God doesn't resurrect. But there's going to be certain things, I believe, where you've given up on. Ephesians 3. So I want to read from the Amplified and speak this out over you for this year. Verse 21, or I think it's verse 20 to 21. It says, "Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen." I believe God wants us to walk in expectancy this year. Not false expectations or wishful thinking, but rather a confident expectation of God's goodness. You know, I was going for a walk yesterday and I was just praying again about the year, and I just felt God put on my heart this verse. Actually, it was not yesterday, it was the day before. Psalm 65:11, and it says, "You crown the year with your bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance." And I got home and Dave and I were just hanging out in the lounge room, and I didn't share that with Dave, but all of a sudden his phone beeped and a devotion beeped onto his phone, which never happens. And he looked down and that was it was this verse that popped up on his phone. And the devotion was saying that as we learn to walk in obedience in God's path, we walk in his blessing and his favor. And I just pray that over us, that Lord, you crown the year with your bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways, because we know there will be hard pathways, overflow with abundance. And as we go back even to the prophecy to Asher, as God dipped his feet in oil, it spoke of God dipping his feet in favor and blessing. The last thing that I believe God is calling us to walk in this year, it's not part of the Proverbs verse, but I felt like it was a really important part to add. And God's calling us to walk upon the mountains this year in a new way. Isaiah 52:7 says, "How beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those that bring good news." And Paul quotes this in Romans when he says, "How will they know if we don't tell them?" And then he talks about how beautiful are the feet that bring good news. I believe the Father is inviting us to walk upon the mountains. And if you've ever done mountain climbing before, it can be really tough. It can be uncomfortable and it can be out of our comfort zone and even unfamiliar as we go up new paths. But Ephesians 6 says that God shods our feet with the gospel of peace. And Matthew in the Great Commission says that God empowers us and equips us to go. That he anoints our feet to go. And it's not something that we have to do in our own strength, but God anoints us, God puts that boldness and that wisdom in us to be bearers of good news, to go upon the mountains. And there's been so many words of late about God releasing angels, armies of angels, to bring in the greater harvest of this year. And the Father's really inviting us, partner with those angels, partner in to bring in the harvest. Do not say the harvest is 4 months away, because the harvest is now, however the work is a few. So let's not be one of those few workers. And let's believe that God's going to do great and mighty things this year. If I can have the worship team up, please. When I started this message, I started by saying that God was handing out new shoes. And some shoes seemed too big, and some you didn't seem to want, or some weren't what you're used to. But they were intentionally given as good gifts by the Father. And He was inviting us to journey with Him this year, to keep in step with Him. But when my sermon got wiped and I had to redo it, I really noticed that Deuteronomy 33, and I hadn't seen it before. I'd only seen that God was putting iron and brass on our shoes. But before it says that the Lord dipped His feet in oil. And I actually feel like God wants to anoint our feet with oil this morning, to walk in the new that God has for us this year, and to receive a fresh anointing for the year. That we would walk in favor and His blessing, that we would tread upon the serpent and the cobra, that we would not fear, for His paths for us are good and greater than we could imagine. But our response needs to be of obedience, of staying in His path wherever that may lead. And there'll be times that it'll be tough and hard, but God promised us strength for each day of our life. And He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And so we can look out in confidence this year and laugh, for we have no fear of the future. And He may be specifically talking to you about other things this year, and I would encourage you to spend some time just really asking the Lord, what are You inviting me to walk in this year? And actually align yourself with Him by speaking them out in faith. But I feel like God wants to anoint people afresh, that we would be people that would walk in power, that we'd be people that would walk in love, that we would be people that would walk in new strength and new joy, and that we would be people that would walk upon the mountains, that we would be people that would walk new paths and would not limit what the Father wants to do this year. And so I'm going to invite you, as we sing this next song, if you would like to be anointed today, we're going to have the elders come up. Pastor Kerry's got some oil. We're going to anoint you. We can you can leave your shoes on if you want to, or you can take them off if you don't want to get it'll just be a spot of oil. But I really believe God wants to anoint us for the year, this year. And as we do, that you'd be able to just let go of the baggage that you need to from last year, and look forward, declutter, and prepare for the new. So Father, I just thank You for Your goodness. I thank You that You crown the year with Your goodness. I thank You that You are a God who does not lie or change His mind, but You do fulfill. Lord, I thank You that You will fill our mouths with laughter and our lips with shouts of joy. Thank You that there'll be shouts of victory. I thank You, Father, for the harvest that You will bring in this year. Lord, I thank You just for the equipping that You have for people. Thank You for the new things that You have in store for them. Lord, I thank You for the divine surprises that You have in store. Lord, I thank You for strength. I thank You for strength for even the hard paths and the tough times that are ahead. But we thank You that we have no fear, because You walk with us. Thank You, Father, for the shoes that You're giving people today. So we just release, Father, Your blessing upon Your people. In Jesus' name.